Hey, happy Saturday, everybody. It's been a little while since we've done a morning date live. It's been a little while, and man, we had some crazy adventures in Mexico. I told Chris yesterday, I said, I need to go back to Mexico because we went there for work to meet our WooRecruit team. It was a blast. We had a good time, but then we all got sick. And so the rest of the time I was in Mexico, I was sick. And I didn't nearly have as many margaritas or tacos as I had hoped to have. So I'm like, I need to go back so I can, consume the margaritas and the tacos that I had planned in my head that I wanted
The right way.
the right way. So yeah, we got sick, and so we did have to stop carnivore for a little bit. Which was a really, really interesting journey to have to get off carnivore, because when you're sick, like you just want to eat some saltine crackers so that you hopefully you don't die, or like a little bit of bread. So we got sick, and man, I will say coming back, we've been struggling a little bit. Not with carnivore, we're like back on it, but we're struggling a little bit because we still don't feel the greatest. And our bodies are still kind of like adjusting, I guess, from being sick. But we still had a good time. We spent, super lazy. We didn't get nearly as much work planning done as that we as we wanted to, but that's life. That's the way it is. I guess before we jump in, guys, this is our morning date live. If you've never caught our live, we do morning dates almost every morning, and it's an intentional time together outside. You could do it over breakfast. We do it walking with a cup of coffee. Then we split off and do our exercise. But it's intentional time. It's like microtherapy where we talk about life and kids and business and relationships. And it's changed our marriage. Sorry, I got some allergies going on. It changed our marriage. And we wanted to bring you guys like one of our conversations that we have every morning on a Saturday morning, whether they're personal, professional, family, kids. I hear so much right now with kids and school and like the lack of school, lack of, the trend I see right now. I was in another group was their kids are getting in trouble for using AI.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
Another business owner, Sarah, said her son got in trouble, and she's like, "What am I supposed to say? Like when the principal calls you in and your kid's in trouble, the Spanish teacher called us." And we encourage our kids to use it, like learn how to use it smart. And then I just read an article the other day on someone in college is asking for their tuition back because she found out that her professors were using AI to help grade and teach. I think it's a great topic. And then we found a school. We went to a wedding in Miami, and one of my friends showed us this new school where they're like guaranteeing like a 2x or a 5x acceleration of learning using AI. So I was like, wow, that's really cool.
It's AI tutoring, so it's adaptive tutoring.
It's adapt, yeah, super cool. But drop your questions. What are you guys up to? This is casual. Grab your coffee. It's not always about work or business. But what did we talk about this morning on our date, Chris? You said it to me this morning when you were getting ready.
Oh geez.
You said you thanked me for
Oh
something.
yeah. No, I thanked Libby for what was it? It was calling me out on something I was doing.
No, actually, it was stuff that you hadn't gotten done. You were being hard on yourself. And he was, do you guys ever have these days where you're feeling like what heavy or overwhelmed or you're stressed out because you feel behind? And Chris was he, this morning he said, I'm not gonna lie, I'm stressed out. I feel so behind and I can't catch up.
Yeah, that's
And
what it was.
I was like, Chris, what behind on what? Like nothing has a date. Like, and even has a date, move the date. Like I said, you're not behind. I said other things came up that were more important that had to cut the line. That doesn't make those other things behind. It's you're putting too much pressure on yourself.
And so that being said, is the things that I had on my plate, there weren't specific deadlines, but they were, let's say, projects or improvements, things like that. So it's getting sucked in, I'll be honest with you. I'm in love with we're transitioning into Google Workspace entirely. This is something we've been a passion project.
Yeah, we actually been using it for our family as well, Google Workspace. Like the free Google Workspace account.
But I mean, going all in app scripts, everything. So it's been really fun, but at the same time, the possibilities are endless. And being able to just have these projects on hand and get things rolled out, I think I got away from remembering what it feels like to just feel good about the things that you're doing. I didn't take a step back to say, you know, we're actually doing great. We're in a good spot.
Yeah, we had some great days. We had an ops like party, work party yesterday, which was great for WooRecruit, and some of our Sell Convert Clean people were in there. We just had like a casual work party over Zoom, like just helping everybody like just dive in and get things done. So, no, Chris, I think you were being much too hard on yourself. I mean, I posted a post about like, we need to just stop consuming and stop learning and stop reading. I know I found myself in this constantly reading like another self-help book, another self-help book, another self-help book, but I was never helping myself. Never. I didn't have enough time because I was trying to read like the next book and the next book. And so, you know, a lot of people, you know, they're like, oh, what book are you reading right now? And I'm writing a book. So it's like, I'm also contradicting myself because read my book when it comes out.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I'm not reading anything. And if I am reading anything, I'm rereading an old book that I really found great that I always, you know, how we always want to like implement those things or actually take action on some of these things. But no, I mean, with, you know, sometimes we just got to stop and just take a step back and say, we don't need more processes. We already have them. Like, we don't need more stuff in our house. We don't need more of anything. We just need more clarity.
Yeah.
Like on where we're going. And so in my post, I had said, we need a mental garage sale. And somebody's like, Libby, how do I do that? Like, how do I have a mental garage sale? It's really a great question.
Mm-hmm.
It's really a great question. So I want to know, like, from you guys, do you feel like you need a mental garage sale? I see Chris do this as well sometimes. Is I think the world shifted during certain times. Maybe COVID influenced this. AI is influencing this, and it's like we're consuming or collecting more and more digital information, and it's just as heavy as if my house was a shit show. Like it was. It's just as heavy if I can't walk in my closet because it's full of clothes. What if I can't like open my computer because there's 500 million saved documents on the home screen? It's the same concept.
Yeah.
And how do you have a mental garage sale? Well, one, I think you have to use my one layer deep theory,
mm-hmm.
right?
I use that every single day.
Chris, I taught one layer deep to the WooRecruit team and then to Chris for the first time ever. I taught it as like a method, right? Like a way of thinking, not just the book itself, but it's a way you think about things and approach things. And I'm like, man, I'm never going to live this down because every other word that comes out of like Chris's mouth or Rigo is like, so do you really need this or do you want this? Because that's a question in the, you know, cut the BS. But it's just taking a step back and saying, the first thing I recommend everybody to do is just stop. Like, just stop signing up for courses, stop learning, stop consuming, put down the book. And first you got to figure out, like, you know, what do you want? And then I am a huge, huge believer in like the process of deletion, right? Not the process of creating more processes, deletion. Delete it, like start purging. It's like the movie, The Purge. Start purging and start deleting stuff until someone notices. You're gonna be amazed. I do this and organize it and WooRecruit all the time. They're like, where'd that document go? I'm like, well, it's been 3 months since you looked at it because I deleted it 3 months ago. So it probably wasn't very important.
I think we had that happen in one of the the customers for the trainings that we have. And yeah. Then somebody messages and say, hey, I can't access this document.
So I purposely lock certain documents too, like take away restrictions to see is anyone actually referencing it. If they're not, why am I keeping it? Like delete it. You know, and so I think when you're feeling heavy and overwhelmed, even in your house and in your, we all have these phones, right? Purge the phone, delete the apps you don't use. Like, do you really need like the Shine app? Is it Shine or Sheen? Like, do you really need it? Or do you need some peace and some clarity, right? And some stillness and some quiet in your life? We are so overwhelmed by consumption, right? Consumption of, are you in 500 Facebook groups? Are you, like, your Google Drive have a zillion documents that no one can find even if they needed them? So what, they do you no good.
Yeah.
Because you can't even find them. You know, do you have 40,100 pictures? So just like taking a step back and saying like, what can I offload? Right? It's just like organizing your house, cleaning, purging. The first step isn't running to Target to buy more shit to organize your crap, right? So my saying in organize it is, if I have to buy crap to organize my crap, I might have too much crap. It's actually like a meme that we have in Organize It that we use with our, it's a little meme we send to our customers. And everybody laughs because the first thing people want to do to like even up level themselves as a leader, as a mom, like as a manager, they're like, let me go buy something. Like, let me go buy a book. Let me go buy a bin. Let me go buy a course.
Or buy a framework.
Or let me go buy another framework. But I'm like, no, that's the last thing we do. The first thing we do is, one, envision what do we want, whether it's a house, a physical thing, or a spiritual thing. Envision what you want. And then we start the purging process, like process of, you know, deletion. Let's purge, and then let's sort and organize. And then let's see what's left, whether it's in yourself or in your computer or in your home or in your office. And then go find that thing that we need to put a bow on it and make it complete, whether it's a course, a framework that you're missing, like, oh, I got all my SOPs and I'm only missing this one, because now we know what we have and we've organized it. It's the same thing. I think that it's just, when we think about it from a leadership standpoint, or even like a parent standpoint, we just think we need more stuff.
Yeah. And that's a great point, because as we were in the ops party for the companies, I had it so it was open mic, meaning that everybody had their mics unmuted. Literally, there was no ticket submission. There was no formal process that you go through in terms of submitting something through a form or messaging through a chat. Everything was there on the mic live. And it really brought some clarity with, I was thinking about it, the one layer deep method the entire time. But every time somebody had something, it was like announcing what they were doing. This is a good practice to really get a pulse on how things are flowing. But they start something, and there's a task or a to-do or something assigned to it, or their level of urgency. And I would ask a question, and just to clarify things, recapping, what does that person really need right now? Is there a reason why, cut the BS, is there a reason why you're choosing to write this elaborate email instead of just picking up the phone and just getting it done? I think it was really, really insightful, really clear, really understanding to figure out what processes, what things, what frameworks are getting in the way of doing great, honest service.
Yeah. And that's a good point. I think sometimes we put things in the way, and if we have too many things, we're slowing it down. It's heavy. We're bogging it down. If we have too many modules and courses and Google Documents. And it's just the same thing with your house. Like, if you have too many things in your kitchen, you can't even cook because you can't find anything because there's too much stuff piled in the cabinets. And so then you got to drag it all out to find what you're looking for. And then by the time you find the pan you're looking for, you don't even want to cook. and that's the same thing within business or in your house. One of the practices I just did for everybody, if you live by your calendar, and if you overcommit, like one of my self-sabotaging things was overcommitting. I would say yes to everything, everybody, every parent, everything. And I started to delete events on my calendar, delete and delete and delete and delete and delete. Until like I had nothing on my calendar. Even I got out of the company meetings for a short time because I needed to delete. It was the process of like removing, of elimination, to see what's actually important.
We're like, well, we need that meeting.
And then we were like, well, crap, we need that meeting. And I started to delete like the meetings and like, what did it look like? Because you just keep layering on. And it's like, for all my house cleaning owners, it's like, you're trying to clean a disorganized house. You can't, you cannot deep clean a cluttered home. Impossible. So that's the thought process. So what I did was I started deleting stuff on my calendar, and dude, like I got so much clarity and so much time, and I started to drop out of groups. Nothing against the groups I was in. I just needed more space to figure out what I was actually trying to do and actually just go do it. Like, imagine going and actually doing it instead of saying, I need to learn, I need to learn, I need to learn. Because in reality, most of us has already learned what we need to know. It's just that we're scared of execution. Or we prolong the execution because we don't want to do the work. But I told Chris the other day, I said, man, there's nothing left on my calendar. I actually probably should start doing something. I should probably start doing something. But again, I had to clear it. I had to clear the noise and figure out what it is. And so now we cleared it and I have so much more clarity and control. And I'm opting to stay out of some of the groups I was in. And, but now I'm adding things that are actually moving me to the next level, right? Because you got to kind of clear the noise, clear the BS. What do I really want or what do I need? Clear that BS, process of elimination, cut it. I don't need to be in all these things. And here's the thing, half the stuff I wasn't even showing up to. How many of us have stuff on our calendar, like from groups that we join and on our calendar, we don't go because it just, it's like white noise now. It's like, oh yeah, that's there, but I don't have time. Something else came up. Like, and so I started to clear it all off. And now when we're adding things, I'm like adding things with intention to get me to where I'm going. And it's really, you can see it moving forward.
Yeah. And it's the reframe. And I do this a lot now, but reframing every piece of the puzzle, which is what do I really want? But also at the same time, repeating every step in that also is what do my goals really need from me? And then what does my business really need from me?
Yeah.
And I think that was the takeaway that I saw in a lot of these meetings or a lot of these steps that we were doing or putting in the middle of the process.
So the one clarity framework, if you guys are all know, like the method, the thought process of it, and this is how Libby's brain works in it. And the first one is, the first step is, it depends on if this is an internal or external situation, right? It's either what do I really need or what do I really want? You can use this for customer success as well, or working with employees or customers. You can say, what does Susie actually need from me, from the business? Like if she was an employee, what does she actually need? You know, with WooRecruit, we did the ops party yesterday and we were saying, what does this customer actually need? They don't need a 15-page response email. They need us to do it. Like, what do they actually need? The second part is, so it's actually, what do I actually need or what do I actually
want? What do I really...
So it's need or want.
Need or want, yeah.
You know, what does the business actually need versus what do I actually want? So you have to ask yourself that question. I'm trying to up-level myself. I just interviewed a new coach that I'm looking to hire for me. And I had to ask myself, like, what do I actually need? Not do I want, right? I want a Ferrari. I don't want a Ferrari, but... So you can change that word. It's interchangeable depending on what you're trying to achieve. And then cut the BS. Like, stop lying to yourself. Cut the BS. A great example of this is Austin told us he wanted to go climbing. He wanted to go to the climbing gym this morning early. And I was like, he's full of crap. He's not going to get up. He's lying to himself. He doesn't get up on Saturday morning early to go to the gym. You know, he gets up early to go do schoolwork, but it's Saturday morning. He's going to play games all night or hang out with his friends. So cut the BS. Like, don't lie to yourself. And we lie to ourselves all the time. We sabotage. Cut the BS, cut the noise, cut the excuses. And the third step is go and do it. Like, don't even waste time. Don't think about it.
Don't
you know,
hesitate.
That whole Mel Robbins theory, like the let them 5 second thing. I mean, I wish I really wanted to be a fan, but I can't get on board with that whole let them thing because I'm not going to let them. I'm going to tell them that I can't say that word here, but so it's because I'm not going to let anyone have that much. I'm not even going to waste 5 seconds on them to let them be. But it's kind of like that same theory. Like, I get her theory. And it's execute. It's like, do it in the 5 seconds that you think about it. Don't overthink it. It doesn't have to be perfect. Go and execute and you get what you want. Like, you get the outcome you're looking for. You get what you want. And it's very simple. It's those three steps. But I taught those three steps to the WooRecruit team and they're like, oh my God. Like, Marilyn was like, I'm using this in my life. Like, Rigo's like, this was amazing. I didn't think that like it could apply to so many things. And now Chris uses it. I said, the book hasn't even come out yet. And just with the WooRecruit team alone, I'm like, I'm already tired of hearing about this because they talk about it constantly.
Yeah. No, but, and even one team member, you know, saw this and how it applies to their relationship with their partner.
With their partner. So it's a very simple thing. It's a very simple thought process. It's how you make you know, everything from a micro playbook to how do I lead? How do I make decisions? How do I get the outcome I either need or want? You know, and if it's personal, it's a want. And that's fine to want something.
So and I really want to play on this topic and I hope she's okay with it. We had a great, great, great time hanging out with one of my sisters, which is in Florida. The other one's in Virginia, so I don't often get to go up there as often, but this one's 2-hour drive away. But we had a great brunch Agreed.
Poor.
And so
Yeah.
there were some deep conversations that were had. But the topic of the one layer deep method
Yes.
came up.
It was really good. And we
And
kept calling her out. And she'd be like, gosh.
the topic was about kids and the future and college. And so it got really deep, really passionate.
And she has a daughter that's graduating, and her daughter wants to go to college. She wants to go away to college. Like, she wants independence and financial freedom, like from her mom, right? And you're like, that's great. Like, wouldn't we all want our daughters to like want that? And but her mom is like, but I know, like, trying to say, but you know, I not sure I can afford her to do that because you know, I want to pay for it. And we're like, okay, well, what does she actually want? So, Chris, you can talk her through, like, what does she actually want, her daughter?
At first the conversation started with just the objective or the outcome that was we're trying to get, which was the next level of school. So basically that's where it started. And then that's where the train of thought started to go into, well, I can't afford it, and we're gonna start with here locally, et cetera. And then we'll think about transitioning in. By the way, she got a couple
College
college
scholarships
scholarships
for flag
for
football.
flag football in some D1 schools, which is amazing. But basically what we got to was the topic of, needs versus wants in the way that it applies to different people. The idea of starting locally only came about because it's what she thought her daughter needed. But once we started to break down those layers and figure it out, we actually started with the opposite. We actually started with, okay, well, first step is what does Nasha really want? Because if it's the person, it's want. If it's an external, it's need.
Need.
So my sister needed to think of it in the lens of what does Nasha really need to get what she wants. But we never started with the first step, which was what does Nasha really want? We never clarified that. So we took a step back in the conversation and I asked her that. And then she gave us the answer of, well, she wants to be proud in being able to be independent, and be able to go on her own and be financially stable. I said, okay, fantastic. Let's take that lens. And now let's take the next step, which was, okay, now in order for Nasha to get what she wants, what does she really need from you to make that happen? And it wasn't to provide, it wasn't to pay for or wait to pay for the college, but it was actually to help kind of like
Let her go.
let her go, give her
Let
wings.
her go. But it kept coming back. But you know, I'm not sure can I afford that. Nasha's not asking you for that. That's what you want to do. That's not what she wants. You know, and it's hard as a parent, and it's hard as a mom, and I think we get these preconceived notions in our head that like we have to do these things. It's not that we want to do them. It's like we have to do these things to be a great parent. I have to pay for college. I have to buy my kid a car. Like I have to go to every basketball game. I got that out of my head years ago when I used to go to every one of ba Austin's basketball games, and in the last 2 years, I actually stopped going. It was a Gary Vee talk I heard. It's
Yeah.
like my kid is fine if I don't show up to every basketball game. Like he'll survive. And actually, we saw Austin do better when I wasn't there. He played better. He played 100 times better. And I was like, well, crap, I won't go anymore. Like I'll go when I can go, but now I'm not going to kill myself, fly in early, like do all these things to try to be at every one of them. And it's one of those, like, you know, Chris's sister has that idea in her head that she put in there, you know, and that's a good thing that she has these things as a parent, but also not necessarily if it's what, like, you know, her daughter doesn't want that, but her mom needs to give it to her to feel a certain way.
Yeah. And that's where I really saw an unlock was we broke down that exercise for the daughter and what she really wants. And then we also did the same with Michi and asked her what does she really want, separate from everything else, to align on that. And what was funny is that it was the
They're the exact same
same
thing.
exact thing was really, if you boiled it down to two words, is pride and independence. Being able to feel that confidence in yourself to be able to say that I'm standing on my own, and really taking hold of, because she's building a business, she's really trying to make a name for herself. But it's pride and independence, and they both lined up. But the thing is, when you look at it in the lens of what does someone really need versus want, and my want for them, what she was looking to accomplish in paying for the college or doing certain things actually put her want in a deficit, meaning that she wouldn't be able to accomplish her wants as easily, and she actually would be overstepping the wants of the daughter because it would actually slow down the process
or hold her back
Yeah. Because she wouldn't be able to learn financial independence. She wouldn't be able to take pride in herself because there's always a dependency. And so we talked through it, and we kind of came to the conclusion that if you flipped it and just gave her that encouragement, gave her that pointer in the right direction, don't do it for her, it would actually give Michi some time back.
Both of them, what they want.
It would give Nasha some more like leverage and responsibility, and really start to have that getting the feet wet before stepping out on her own. And it would help both of them get what they want. But we took it in the wrong lens at first. And, you know, I didn't have the answers at first. I only talked through the series of steps. She's the one that came up with the answer. And I just, you know, we helped lead
But we did call on the BS, because she would say something or like, no, like you're BSing yourself. Like, you're lying to yourself. Like, are you really sure? Like, you know, and so it's helped when you it really helps when you have that neutral party to kind of talk you through it. Versus, like, we call it Gestapo in EO. In EO, we call it, so I'm in EO. And in EO, you're not allowed to give advice. You can only give, like, an experience share, or if I were in your shoes. Because advice, guys, this is something I want all my business owners and non-business owners. Advice can be scary when you don't know the context of where it's coming from. I see advice all the time. All the time. And I'm like, I will look at Chris and I'm like, that's horrible advice. I'm like, oh my God. And I see coaches giving like advice that's like, you know, oh, go hire a whole bunch of 1099 so that you don't have to pay taxes. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. That is not great advice. And it's also taken out of context. But advice can be really dangerous. So in EO, if someone starts giving advice, we're like, stop it. Like you gotta stop. And there's someone actually in charge of stopping us to say like, well, stop, you're giving advice. But we don't tend to have that in our lives and in our peer groups and mastermind groups. Cause dude, those things are so full of advice, and you're taking advice and you don't know, you could be like, a $2 million company and you're taking advice from a, you know, a 2-person company and you not know it. And maybe that advice may be great, or maybe it's not relevant either. So I think when you have someone in your life, like what we did for his sister, just like talking, we just kept asking her the same question over and over and over, you know, just changing the question ever so slightly until she came to her own realization of like, oh my gosh, you know, she just came to this realization. But we don't tend to have that in our lives. Like just like a mediator, like a facilitator. They're not coaching. They're not peer groups. They're just kind of like that neutral party. I used to have Jim that worked for us in Woot Recruit. And mm-hmm. I was like, man, I miss Jim. Jim was like, he was our fractional COO, but he was just like the best neutral party and asked the best questions that you came to your own answer. Like, oh yeah, no, that's not really a good idea, is it? And, you know, like, and, yeah. And sometimes we need that and we don't have it.
And I think from what you said earlier, I think a big unlock there is when you said, you know, sometimes you don't need to learn new crap. That goes with somebody who's a facilitator, is they're not teaching you. Advice is like teaching. If I hear the words you could or you should, it's advice, and throw it out the window.
Well, and that's the same thing with coaching. So there's like three types of coaching. I heard this the other day from somebody. You know, there's like personal development, or you know, there's, and then there's leadership coaching, and leadership coaching is the way you show up in your business, right? And then there's business coaching, which is like the really watered down one of all of them. And we see all these business coaches like flooding the market. And business coaching is like how the business runs, the model that the business runs on. And, you know, typically we're always, you know, we're seeking some of these coaches for different reasons, but you know, it's where are you at and which one do you need? So that you can get the right thing at the right time. Because I think we get one and we stay in that one, but then no, now I need leadership coaching because I have the business model, and now I need leadership coaching because it's like, how am I showing up every day?
Yeah.
Sorry, I got off topic.
That's fine. No, it's the same topic though. But what I've found is you know, with that, the whole could and should and the facilitator is, I started to take this lens in this practice as well, doing more experience shares and saying what I've seen is for myself. But the facilitator is doing exactly that. The idea of knowledge is not power. And usually what you would say after that is applied knowledge is power. And usually that's where a facilitator comes in. But the thing is, the right person can help you organize that knowledge. So applied and organized knowledge
is power.
Is power. And I think that's the biggest unlock that I had is it's not doing all the things and it's not trying to take in new things. Majority of us have everything that we need probably to get us to the goal that we have in our minds or revenue level.
I think when we're consuming too much, we're actually slowing ourselves down. Do you know how many like business owners I've met? They're like $10 million. They ain't gotten hot mess. They ain't got nothing, but they're great leaders, right? And I think like Chris just said, it's applied and organized knowledge. It's not just knowledge. It's not just applied either. And if I was to ask you a question right now and to say like, could you run your business right now without learning anything new? Just taking the lessons that you've either learned through your, like your childhood, what your parents taught you, you know, like, hey, you got to be a great person. You got to work hard, just deliver a great service. Could you grow your business if you said, you know what, I'm not going to learn anything else, even just say for the rest of the year, I'm only going to actually take action, right? Because you can't learn and take action. There are different seasons of business and personal growth. And so what if you said, I'm not going to learn anything else. I'm just going to do really great work. I'm going to be a really great person. I'm going to show up every day consistently. And I'm going to lead, right? I'm going to show up. I don't need necessarily another framework because you've already bought them. Like you've already bought them.
Yeah.
You already have them. And it's the struggle is that because you already have them, we keep consuming and consuming and consuming. And we're not applying anything or organizing it in any way. And so it makes business really chaotic because we're like, but I paid for this course. It should give me the answer. Well, you've never implemented it, or you're not applying it, or you're not delegating it, or you have too much stuff, like, you know, five different sales SOPs, or like, which one do I follow? And, you know, I think it's just, it's really taking it back and saying, if I just took my lessons from life of what, like how I want to be served, like if I hired a company, how would I want to be served? Instead of like this constant chase for the answer. I think that's the constant chase for the answer is within you. And that's why so many people don't find it.
Yeah. You know, they say what we only are able to tap into less than 1% of our brain power.
Yeah.
Same thing goes with our actions or our knowledge, which I think is a little bit separate, but just think to yourself, if someone could lead you through a series of conversations and somehow magically all of a sudden you become this incredible beast of a machine and you take, let's just do money and revenue because that's an easy thing to think about, is let's just say you're at $100,000 with your business, whatever, but one person just leading you through a conversation over a period of time, not teaching anything new whatsoever, suddenly you find yourself able to get to $10 million in revenue for a business. Think to yourself, like, shit, literally I learned zero new things, but I was able to get to 10 million from 100,000 just by leading myself through applying and organizing the knowledge that I currently have.
And I think we're also, you know, we want accountability to make us do it. And so a lot of coaches say that they are all like, oh, they'll help you with accountability. They'll help you with this. Or instead of holding you accountable to the outcome, right? What's the outcome? And most of us don't even know the outcome. So how are we supposed to be held accountable to the outcome? Because we're like, you know, I want freedom, but that's subjective. Like what is the exact outcome we're trying to achieve? And hold you accountable to the outcome versus hold you accountable to the steps. And most business coaches hold you accountable to the steps. I'll give you a great example. Yesterday, I did a introductory call. Like I said, I'm looking for a new coach. I'm trying to up level myself. And so I did an interview with this coach and I was like, he's expensive. Like he's expensive. I'm not going to lie. But I don't doubt that he's worth it at all. And so I was like, you know, he's smart. He's like, Libby, I'm not going to give you another framework. You already have them all. Cause he already knows what groups are. He's like, you have them all. You have too many probably. And I'm like, I know. He goes, no, we're going to work on you. Because he talks about CEOs and owners as an athlete. So he's going to condition me. Like, how do I get to the next level? How do I get to 10 million? What's that look like? How do I show up? And so it's so funny. So after I'm done, I'm like, man, that was a great call. All of a sudden, guys, all of a sudden yesterday, I took massive action that I hadn't taken ever to do something. And I was like, man, all I needed was a call with him. And I didn't even hire him yet. It was just the like intro call. And I already know him. I've worked with him in the past in other groups and stuff. And I'm like, I just need the intro call. And I took this massive action and I got yeses. I got yeses. And I was like, man. So what I'm doing is like, I'm with the book, I'm connecting with people. I'm looking for people to like, be on the podcast and in a summit. And I reached out to some, like the owner of Trainwool. He wrote a playbook book and he's like, absolutely. I'd love to be in your podcast and let's talk about changing the cleaning industry. And I was like, yeah. And I've met him already. I had a cell phone number.
That conversation's already been had.
Yeah. That conversation's already been had. I had dinner with him and I had a cell phone number and, and then I reached out to Roger. So Roger's like a big, YouTube influencer. I think he's got like a million followers. He's in home service. I reached out to all these connections that I'd made over time, but never asked him for a favor or not even a favor to just like really connect to next level. I'll help you grow if you help me grow kind of thing. And, I got yeses from everybody. And I was like, all I needed was that. I didn't need another thing. I didn't need to learn anything. I knew what I was supposed to do. And I just needed that conversation with someone to say, we're going to measure the outcome, not the steps in between. And then I was like, took off. And Chris is like, oh my God, I can't believe you just messaged all those people.
Yeah. I'm like, all right, who's next on the list?
Yeah. So it's, we're all overwhelmed and we're all tired. Like, and we all have a lot of stuff to do. But imagine if you just took the time to delete and delete and delete and delete things, clean house, clear the space, delete stuff on your phone, delete stuff on your computer, remove stuff from your home. And so you guys heard that we bought a building and we're going to do like an event center. We're going to do couples retreats, training, mastermind, teaching, coaching. I'm super excited. I got to talk to my family first, but like, if you come to one of our CEO things, we want to have like a CEO day with the elephants, like where you can go and do scary stuff with like, you know.
Yeah. So it's going to be an experience. It's not
going to be like a crazy experience.
It's not going to be just a basic.
No. So I'm going for like next level experience. And you know, the other Chris said, and I had already thought about this, like we should open up our house as well. You guys should see how we live. We live a simple, organized, luxurious life.
And so the term, TM that we use is simple luxury.
Simple luxury. Our house is so simple, but it's luxurious, but not like, I don't know how to explain it. And this gives us so much capacity for time with our kids, this simple luxury kind of thought process. So much time with our kids, so much time to work on the business, so much more time to have to ourselves. And so, you know, I see this in other people, like they struggle and then, you know, they just feel overwhelmed and we're all overwhelmed and we're all heavy. And so these little tiny things, like how clean is your car to how clean is your cell phone? Not physically clean. I mean, like the stuff inside is your cell phone contribute to that heaviness that you're feeling. And then we wonder why we can't show up for our business as our full self.
Yeah.
Or even show up for our kids.
Yeah. And I'm going to make a little pitch here for anybody who really does want to get that heavy burden off. This morning we did we always do our chakra sunrise with Michi. She's a chakra coach. She works through the exercises virtually. So yes. If you are looking to create a little bit more of a lighter lift on your mindset, on your life on a weekly basis, feel free to shoot it in the comments and I'll point you in your direction.
Actually, let's do this. If anybody's interested in learning, so we do it every Saturday morning. If anybody's interested in learning, you can join us next Saturday on Zoom at 8 a.m. Eastern. We do it. I can send you the Zoom link if you're interested. I'll DM you free. We're not going to charge you anything. I pay Michi for her time, but you guys can jump in. And it is the most amazing. I learned this in boardroom. Like Dan would bring us all these interesting ways of like thinking and mindset. And I learned these they are how important this work is. And you don't get this through like prayer. You don't get this through going to church on Sundays. This is another level of clarity for your mind and kind of detoxing it. It's because it's like almost like meditation. So this helps because every time we go into it, like today, Chris went into it. He's like, man, I'm feeling overwhelmed. I'm feeling stressed.
Because I took what you said to me about like not having to focus on everything at the same time. And I took that into the session ready to release it. Yeah.
Yeah. And so when he came out, and also I wasn't feeling that well, I'm still in recovery from my Mexico trip. And I wasn't feeling that well. And we came out of it feeling amazing. You just feel like, oh, wow. Like it's amazing right now. You feel your brain is amazing. Your brain is clear and light and happy. So if you guys are interested, you're watching this replay, we do it every Saturday morning at 8 a.m. If you're interested, you want to jump in. Chakra is about tapping, right? So it's tapping. There's a little Reiki involved in it, and then also yoga mixed in. So she's created her own form of chakra, adding a little bit of light yoga and Reiki in it.
And for the guys out there, I think this is the perfect mix for just kind of getting what I need, because sometimes pure yoga is just doesn't cut it for me.
Yeah, I've tried to get Chris to do like pure yoga, poor guy. You're
but the combination of the yoga, the chakra, and the Reiki is hands down it's great.
Yeah, and if you're tired, like this is where I get upset with business owners, and like I call them out sometimes, like my friends that are business owners. You can't complain about something, and you can't complain about how you're tired or how you're overwhelmed if you're not willing to try new things. If you're just going to do the same thing every day, wake up and do the same routine, and you're not feeling better, then you have to try new things. One of the most life-changing events I've ever been through in my life was in a room with Dan Martell. He did this 6 a.m. He hired a Reiki breather to come in at 6 a.m. I'd never done it. I was skeptical. It was new when I first got into SaaS Academy. And only four of us showed up with Dan Martell out of 30 people. And let me tell you what, those other 26 people missed out on something incredible that we got to experience together individually. And then also we were doing it as a group that changed his life, like Dan's life, my life. I think Alex Duda was in the room. And it changed us forever because we were willing to try something different. Listen to people when they say, hey, this helps me. Like, maybe I should try it. Like, try it. And then you can say, you know what? I didn't really like it. It wasn't my thing. But if you're not willing to try it, have an open mind and say, you know what? What I'm doing isn't working right now. I need to try something else. And when we offer, like, try it.
Lay the cards out on the table.
Yeah, try it. Because then if you don't try it, then you can't complain, right? Well, you can still complain, but then most of us don't want to listen because you're not helping yourself, right? And so it's just being open to it. And then the next time this happened in San Diego, they brought in like a next level. He has his own version. This guy, his name is Kevin. God, I can't remember. Dr. Kevin Peterson. The most, like, it was better than the session I had with Dan. And also, it was better because I had been doing it. I've practiced it several times, like breathing, meditation. He put us in a, like, meditative state for an hour. An hour. It was mind-blowing. The things that come to your mind and the clarity that you achieve. And you also see, like, what is important and, like, what is the dumb things that I was worrying about before. But it brings clarity to you. And the reason it gets so much better and better and better is because the more you practice, whether it's yoga or meditation or taking a walk, or if it's Reiki breathing or if it's chakra, the more you practice, the deeper you go and the more return you get from it.
Yeah.
Subtraction brings simplicity. It does. I have been learning that over the course of a few years now. And don't get me wrong, I still love, like, you know, my playbooks, but I changed my whole framework around the business model. The playbooks for the business are the easiest thing to do. Like ChatGPT can write all of us for them. But how do we not overcomplicate it? How do we simplify it? And then how do we, like, actually practice it in the business is the hardest part. You're interested because you put I can drop you the Zoom link as well. I didn't even ask Michi, but she'll be okay with it.
Yeah.
And so let's see, we pay her $100 a month for the Zoom sessions, and you get, it's one session a week and it's in the mornings. I think she does them on Saturdays and Sundays.
I like it because she also kind of takes it like an instructor approach and kind of tweaks it a little bit to whatever we're feeling.
She asks you what you're feeling and she kind of tweaks it to help us. Cause like sometimes, you know, we're, if you're under the weather or if your shoulders, because you carry different things in your body. Like, you know, if you have a lot of anger or you're mad, typically it's over here on the right side and it's in our,
sacral. No,
no. Oh, I can't remember. Yeah. And then like, if there's other issues, then we carry it in our chest. Like that's why your chest might be tight or you are struggling with breathing a little bit. Like that's where we carry anxiety. We carry fear in another part of our body. So if we're fearful or we're dreading something, and so she asks you kind of how you're doing or where are your areas that you are drawing the most attention to, like, what are you feeling? What's overpowering your thought process right now? And then she kind of customizes the session to that issue. So that's great. So, you know, we've been on an hour and need to wrap up. Like we covered everything from our Mexico trip, how we got sick, you know, just one layer deep. What's that mean? So many people just cannot wrap their heads around, how do I get this thought process? How do I just think, not proper English, how do I think more simple? How do I think simpler?
Sometimes you got to stop reasoning with yourself.
Yeah. And then, you know, how do we start to clear that? What do we want? Wants, needs at different times in your life? Yes, there's a need versus a want, but at different times in your life, you want stuff. You don't need stuff. And then sometimes you need stuff, but you don't really want it. And then, you know, how do I just do really from there? You know, how do I cut the BS, deliver really great service to how does this impact my family? And how do I live a simple life? Like, and I don't mean simple, like boring. I mean, simple luxury life, simple luxurious life. And then from there, you know, we're wrapping up with what are the things that we do on a weekly or daily to kind of help clear that noise. Because if you think that we don't have stress or we don't work a lot or we're not tired, we, you know, no, we just make it look really easy because we found ways to make it easy and sharing that with you. So yeah, if you're interested in the morning session, I'll drop you the Zoom link, super basic, show up with a yoga mat. Because we do a little bit on the floor and a little bit standing, or just sometimes when we travel, we just do it on the hotel carpet because we don't have a yoga mat. So
we've done it in random places.
We've done it in random places. So don't worry about the yoga mat. If you don't have one, you can just do a towel. We've done it in the hotel lobby in front of people. They look at us like we're crazy. Yeah. But we don't have excuses, right?
Cut the BS.
Cut the BS. So yeah, if you guys are interested, we look forward to it. And we're going to wrap up. I hope you guys have a great weekend. Hiring sucks, right? Sorting through bad applications, ghosted interviews, and wasted time. It's all exhausting. That's why we built WooRecruit, the hiring system designed to attract and convert the right people for your business fast. What are some of the benefits? Well, you get more qualified applicants without lifting a single finger. Increase your show rate, eliminate the worry of ghosting. Track every single step of our process with real-time data. If you're tired of hiring headache, go to WootRecruit.com and let us start filling your open roles today.